Hello, everyone.
Let's get everybody come on in. I'm trying to remember how to change my name. Can you guys hear me okay? If you could give me a thumbs up or a perfect, thank you so much. All right, so we are coaching the hard stuff tonight, the feelings, all the feelings. So if you want to be coached, you can just raise your hand. I am hello, Annette from Iowa. Kylie is ready to be coached. Awesome. Let's do it. Going to pop out my chat while Kylie comes up so I can keep an eye on you guys. Hi.
Hello, I'm nervous now. I had made the decision.
Why are you nervous? It's just me.
I think I'm just fangirling
Oh my goodness.
bit. Oh dear. I'm calling from Australia, so it's a
What
lovely
time?
rainy
Okay,
day.
you must tell us it's the morning in Australia, right? It's tomorrow.
It's 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Yes, I did get my days mixed up. I did try and call in yesterday, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, this isn't like Kathy to be so late.
Oh, if you knew the dream I had overnight, I dreamt. So I had coaching calls this afternoon and then this call, and I dreamt. I looked up and it was like 5:05. Okay. And I couldn't, so I had missed all my coaching calls and I couldn't get to a place where I could fire up this call. It was just awful. So, yes, you're right. It's not like me. I was pretty stressed.
Oh, so my story is a bit of a long one, and I've written so I stay to the point. So, I've always really enjoyed, well, I've always overeaten chocolate, and about 19 months ago, I gave up alcohol because it became a crutch that was the answer to everything. And it was my thing was I only drank very sweet wine. So I used that through the grief of my dad. I lost my mum, I lost my brother. So all of that started to accumulate. And so wine became a daily thing, and it was the answer to boredom and every emotion under the sun. So I still remember actually going home from school and overeating as well. So I know that food was part of that as well. So I did see someone and they said, "Oh, what's your last memory of feeling happy?" And I'm like, going home from school and eating. So I know I've got that sort of, these are all methods for me to self-soothe. So I decided to stop wine. And I'm now 19 months without wine, which is fine, and I'm happy with that. But I did allow myself to start eating chocolate, and they say to allow all the treats when you're giving up wine, and it's fine. And and I got to 12 months, and I'm like, look, I'm ready to get rid of the chocolate. But I then kind of have been having these thoughts in the last few weeks of, am I restricting myself? Do I try and have it? So I've been having it on and off, but I've been overeating it. So I've just been, I went from having control one night to the next night way overeating it. So I guess my question is, do I work on having it in my daily because I do enjoy it, or do I accept in the old diet rules that it's a no breaks food for me and I don't eat it at all?
Well, let me ask you this. Why are you eating it?
Yes. So I do, well, I do accept that I do like something sweet at night, but then the times that I overeat it are emotional eats. So they are more than likely overwhelm days, which is what I identified with the wine as well. I could cope with not having it on days with one thing coming at me, but with kids, work, and everything else, it's generally the overwhelm days that I then end up having more than I had planned.
Yeah. So how does, and I'm not being sarcastic here, okay? I need a peek into your brain. How does the wine and now the chocolate give you relief from the overwhelm? Or does it give it, is tell me how all that works together. How does it fix the overwhelm?
See, I think I'm at the point with wine where I know that it doesn't, and
Right.
I've got that very strong belief now that it offers me nothing. Whereas chocolate, I have not gotten there with that.
So what does
I
chocolate
think
offer you when it comes to overwhelm?
just a sweet buzz, just a pick me up, just a, it makes me, I guess, I look at it as something that I look forward to and that I can plan. And it's a bit along the lines of listening to Corinne yesterday with Joy Foods. It is something that I look forward to. And yeah, but I don't know that it really gives me anything long term.
Okay. So, and that's really interesting to know because if it's there is something that triggers your need for chocolate when you get overwhelmed, but logically speaking, you know that it's not fixing the overwhelm because it's not really getting anything done. It's except, the eating of the chocolate. So if you can separate the two and manage the overwhelm and plan a little bit of chocolate and enjoy it, wouldn't that be what you wanted to do?
Yes, absolutely. And I would like to think that future me could have chocolate. I think it's a bit sad if I have a life where I'm feeling restricted and I don't have that in my life. I don't want bucket loads of chocolate. I could see me managing chocolate and I'd like that vision.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell me, if chocolate is not available when you're overwhelmed, how do you manage it?
I'd look for something else sweet. And that's, it just seems to be a sweetness thing. But otherwise, if it's not that, it would be journaling,
Okay.
or escaping via reading a book or watching something. So yeah, so it would be
Okay, so
sort of
that's
distracting me.
interesting. It's still a distraction. So what's creating the overwhelm?
I think it's just, I've identified in the last couple of years that I'm fine dealing with one thing, but when everything's coming at me, that's what creates it. So if it's both teen children having issues plus a bad day at work, that's what kind of creates the overwhelm. And I know that I can deal with one thing, but maybe it's a thought pattern. Maybe I am limiting myself to deal with those things.
Well, if you're eating chocolate or something else sweet, you're not dealing with those things, right? That
But
gives you
maybe
that,
it's a,
it gives you a
maybe,
break from having to think about
yeah.
those things.
But maybe it's a limit. Maybe it's something I've got in my head that I, it's too much, that it's a thought, that it's too much, like that I can't deal with a stressful day at work plus things going on in the family. So maybe it's a limiting thought that I
Yeah.
can't.
So answer me this. Kids are crazy, work's crazy. You go home, you have chocolate. What do you do when the chocolate's done? Manage the kids and the work?
Absolutely, yes.
Right. So theoretically speaking, of course, you could just like skip the whole chocolate thing, take care of the kids, process the work day, and then you haven't overeaten. And then maybe you can have a piece of chocolate and enjoy it rather than, what is it Corinne says, hoovering it, Hoover.
Hoovering it, mindlessly
Hoovering.
eat,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So overwhelm is one of those interesting emotions to me because it's usually paired with something else. I find for myself it's paired with something else. If I'm above, do you know above home base and below home base? Do you know those terms?
Yes. Yep.
If I'm above home base, if I'm anxious about something or overwhelmed about something, I can get anxious about it. Okay. If I think, I don't have enough time. There's too much to do. All this is going on. I get above home base. If it's me thinking about something that, I don't know, thinking about, for instance, the flooding that's over here in the States right now and the areas of our country here that are really impacted by the weather that came through, I get really sad because I don't know what to do and I get overwhelmed. So I go below home base. Does that make sense?
Yes,
Can
yep.
you kind of see yourself, in one or both of those scenarios?
Yes.
Okay. When you're talking about kids and work, I'm going to bet you're above home base with your overwhelm,
Absolutely.
right?
Yes.
So what you'd want to do is find a way to bring yourself closer to home base and manage the overwhelm and the anxiety so that your conscious brain can then think of its next step. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Because that's what we want. When you're overwhelmed, if you can figure out that very next thing to do that makes sense, then you'll come out of the overwhelm because then you'll be in action. But when you're overwhelmed and you're eating or you're drinking or you're reading or you're distracting yourself, you're not moving into that next productive step.
So I need to get back to baseline before I eat the chocolate, basically. So I need to deal with the overwhelm and I guess get back to that calm and not use the chocolate as an answer to the overwhelm.
Yeah, so how so that and that's the key, it's recognizing when you're above home base and doing something intentionally to calm yourself that's not eating. Okay? So
Yes.
for me it's taking a walk. I take a walk outside. I have this little loop that I do that takes me about 6 minutes, and it always helps me to kind of regroup, bring myself back toward home base, and I come back in and I know what my next step is. So for you, what is something you could try that helps bring you back, down closer to home base so that you can think about what's next?
Well, I think the walk is a really good idea because when I was going through everything when I first gave up alcohol, it would be a walk. So maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe I'm missing that grounding of going for a walk and getting out of my head so much.
Yeah, sunshine. I don't know how much sunshine you have where you are, because you're pretty close to, let's see, what is it? It's going to be springtime where you are, right? Is
It's
it warming
spring,
up?
but it's raining and cold and yuck at the
Yeah. So a
Yes.
walk might not be available all the time, but
Yes.
creating a little space for yourself between whatever's giving you all this overwhelm. And, just breathing or walking or something like that can help bring the temp take the temperature down, as I say, and bring you back more toward home base. Because you, so let's go back. You have to recognize you're above home base, do what you can to bring yourself back down, and then ask yourself, what do I really need right now? Is it chocolate or is it, to go through this kid's homework, or is it, to send an email, whatever it is. What is my next step right now to resolving what's going on around me?
Yeah, and I have had days where I am hungry or thirsty and all of those. So I have been able to identify those days where I've come home and I haven't had enough water. I haven't eaten consistently. So yes, so that, yeah, I just need to re-identify where I'm sitting at and what I need.
Yeah, and it might be I need to eat, and that's okay. But intentionally taking a look and getting something to eat because you're hungry is a whole lot different than reactively eating, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what are you gonna, let's see. It's Wednesday morning. Kids are at school, right? You're going to work.
Yes.
What are you gonna do? Do you pick the kids? Are the kids Are the
I've
kids
got an
home when you
older
get
kid.
home? Huh?
Yes. So my son is older, he's working, and my daughter, it's school holidays at the moment here, actually.
Oh, okay.
So yes, so they'll be home.
So they'll be home, and you're gonna get home, and you're coming off a work day, right? So walk me through what you're planning to do this afternoon, other than Hoover chocolate.
I think the first point of call will be to make sure I'm not thirsty and to have more water because water is something that I'm focusing on. And maybe just sit with my journal for a little bit just to see how I'm feeling because I don't normally put the time in. Normally, my gather time in my head is of a morning. So maybe that's missing from the afternoon as well. So yeah, I
I love
could
that.
do that. And then if I am actually feeling hungry, it might be a bit more of a better choice snack or an earlier dinner. And then make sure that I'm sitting at baseline before I go in for the chocolate later on and enjoy the savor it.
Because if you're going to have chocolate in the house, you don't want to use it medicinally. You want to enjoy it, right? You want to taste it, enjoy the texture and all those things. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wonderful.
That help?
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Got anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. Thanks for raising your
Yes.
hands. Good to talk to you. I had a
Thank you.
client, well, I had a private client about this time last year who was in Australia, and I would talk to her at 4:30 my time. So it was 7:30 the next morning, her time. And it was this time of year, and she froze to death all the time. I don't know. She must have lived like in the southern part of Australia. She'd come in, she'd have these big scarves on, she'd be fixing her hair. Just got out of bed, Kathy. It's funny.
Yes,
Funny.
it's pretty cold.
Yeah, she was sweet. All right, take care.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. All right, that was fun. Christy, you're next. And Christy is the only one with her hand raised. So if anybody wants coaching, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Here she comes.
Good.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yay. Okay. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. So weird. Every time I raise my hand to get coached, I get called on. It's like this feeling like, okay, it's time. So
It's
thank
go
you.
time.
Thank you so much for taking me. I've never
Sure.
been coached by you. I just got the email about it's how to comfort and soothe yourself without food. And unfortunately, I hopped on just as the last caller. I maybe it's the same issue. I don't know. But I am just, I feel stuck. It's my overeating. I have a long history of binging. And so I've done a lot of work in Jane's group and now Betsy's. But sometimes it feels more like overeating. Anyway, it's more in the afternoon, and it's funny. It's morphed from like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. down to like right after lunch, and it's every day, without fail. And it dawned on me today that that extra was like a full meal, and it's always sweet, and it's always carbs, and it's stuff that like I wouldn't necessarily. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't choose to eat for a full meal. And I'm just I can't it's like I can't push through. I
So
can't push through this.
is it emotionally triggered or is it a habit?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Well, my logically, I think it must be a habit. But I do hear the thoughts that I say to myself, I'll start over tomorrow. I also say, I deserve this. I'll say, you know, this is my source of fun. Yeah, I mean, like my husband and I, we have. I think we have a good relationship, but we kind of lack in the areas of fun that I would create that I think are fun. And it's kind of like this really big deficit right now. And so it's almost like, oh, at least I'm getting some yummy food. Like I constantly every day hear those same thoughts. But then it is a habit, I guess, or it could consider being a habit because it's during that time. It's very consistent. Yeah. Right after lunch.
So, what is fun to you? What does fun mean?
You know, actually, that's a really good question. I think when I'm having my most fun and I label it fun, I just feel unrestricted and I feel, it's almost like my mind is not full of a lot of stuff, a lot of chatter, and it's like I'm on a roller coaster. Like I love roller coasters. We just went zip lining as a family. Like I've always loved adventure, and some of the adventures my family likes to get involved in, I haven't gotten involved in because it's
Like I just turned 50, just like Corinne, and not that that's an excuse, but my back isn't always great, and so I have to be, you just have to be careful.
So roller coasters are fun. Zip lining is fun. What else is fun for you?
Well, I mean, like taking a walk is always fun to me. Having a really good conversation.
You there?
Yes, I am. Sorry,
That's
my
okay.
daughter was trying to FaceTime me.
Yeah, that happens a lot on a call.
Sorry. I don't know how to
Okay, so
turn the.
taking a walk,
Right, I
and
don't know how
what
to
was the
turn
other
the.
thing?
Yeah, I mean, any kind of when I take a walk, let's see what else. When I like it when I'm in a really good conversation with somebody that I feel
Conversation.
like I feel tr like I feel like they're not judging me. I'm like it's just a really great conversation and I'm feeling energized by it. I think anything that kind of provides me with like energy, I think
Okay.
that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. And these are things that are missing right now.
Huh, I guess not. Well, I think the regular kind of connection with my husband is missing. And yet at the same time, we do have conversation. It's just not always like, I think it energizes him. It's not always conversation that like I really love and latch on to.
What kind of conversation would you love and latch on to?
I think it's I think I want him to like ask me more questions and just he's a lot of his conversations are, contemporary. It's all like stuff that we're, it's political, all that kind of stuff. And like I'm really into that too, but it's just like time and again. So
So would he be open to other
I'm so
conversation?
sorry.
That's okay.
I can't. I know I can't talk. Okay, I can't talk right now though. I can't talk right now. Okay. Sorry. So yeah. So what
So
did you ask?
would he be open to other topics
Yes.
of
Yeah.
conversation?
Very
Okay.
much so. Yeah.
So my husband
Yep.
loves racing NASCAR.
Oh yeah.
He could talk about NASCAR, wants to watch all the NASCAR shows, all the things.
Yep. Yep.
And I will talk to him about NASCAR. But I will also talk to him about new recipes or working puzzles or something like that. But it takes me bringing that up because he's not gonna go, "So, Kathy, you want to try a new recipe tonight?" No. He's gonna be like, "So while you're fixing dinner, let me tell you what Denny Hamlin did today."
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
Right. So sometimes it's up to us to provide what we need and to tell our partners what we need. Right. And if yours is open to talking about other things, then, sometimes you give him that opportunity. That's how you form connection. It can be just you listening. It can be you participating. It can be you asking questions. And, there's no telling where it can go. If you enter the conversation thinking, you know what, I'm going to listen to what he has to say about politics and other things, but I'm also going to talk to him about, what do you think about trying a new recipe? Or what do you think about working a puzzle tonight? Or
That's a
something
great
like
idea.
that.
I don't think I think that way. I think I'm like I have my degree, I have my master's in marriage and family therapy. I'm like a really good listener and and I can put things together and but I think I do need to really work on that skill of s initiating the like what interests me in the conversation.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so first let me just say, please don't think you're missing something because you're a marriage and family therapist and I offered you figuring out a different connection piece because when we're in our own place, it's hard to see our own stuff. I have a coach. Okay? All the
yeah.
best coaches have a coach
Oh, yeah.
because, you know, it's hard to do that for yourself. And to,
Yeah.
because what happens is you start, I shouldn't need a coach, and you start judging, I shouldn't need a therapist, I should know this. You know, you start judging yourself. And that always gets in the way. Okay. So,
Well, I've never, well, I have practiced, but I haven't practiced for a very, very long time because God gave me all of my children and and now I'm homeschooling. Yeah, it's just
yeah.
so I feel like he keeps giving me practice.
Yeah. Well,
So, yeah.
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 And that's okay. That's
Yeah.
okay. So I just wanted to, you know,
Yeah.
rip off that Band-Aid first.
Yep.
But when it comes to what you're talking about with your husband, connection is a very, very core piece of what we need as humans. Okay, it's a very important thing we need as humans. We need to be able to talk to people and feel heard. We need to be able to have conversations and feel like a part of the conversation, not just be talked to. We have to, it's this back and forth connection piece with other people that most of us do need. Okay, so finding a way to make sure you get that is, you know, I don't know that it's going to stop the binging, but it's going to help your well-being, which should take the temperature down a little bit to help you process a binge or process an overeat or question it. Okay. So that's important thing number one. You talked about I deserve this. Okay. That's so interesting because we had a conversation among the coaches about that very thought today. So I want to ask you, why would it be normal for you to think, I deserve to have this food?
Yeah, that's a great question. Normalizing. So often it's like I'm the one in charge, and my husband works a lot, and I'm with the kids. And it's like yesterday he didn't get home till like 10:30 p.m. And it's been a lot lately. And then sometimes a lot of times on Saturdays he'll go, and sometimes on Sa he's just working. He's a doctor and he's just working a ton. And so I think I'm looking for a break, a mental break, but then I think it's like I'm in charge and I need to, like, it's almost like a reward. There's like a reward, but there's also or a reward mentality, but also this like well, I can have it too. That can be the challenge, is like not feeling like I get it too. Like that's
Okay.
kind of been a hang up for me lately.
Okay.
Yeah. So
So is
I'm sorry to interrupt, but like this is
that's okay.
exactly kind of my life. I'm in the basement, like nobody ever comes down here. All of my kids keep coming down. I mean, they're old. They're not young.
So if we just give it to you and say, yeah, you need a break. You need a reward. You need, you know, you deserve to take care of you too, because you do. Are there things you could try if we were to do pause plus permission? Are there things you could try in 10 minutes before eating that might take the temperature down for you?
Well, I've been allowing myself to sit down and watch TV at lunch. I
Okay.
homeschool my one child, and I give him a little break, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna literally, because I love, it's fun to watch TV, like that'll be a break. But then it turns into, I think it's like I turn my brain off, I think is what's happening too. So then I'm like, oh, that cake, that looks really good. I'll just bring it to me. That's what happened today. I just brought it to me instead of plating it. I have thought, like, could I hop on the stationary bike? I could do
No,
that.
we're not going to do work.
I know, that's what I thought too. I'm like, oh,
Okay.
that's work.
Corinne coached somebody one time and she said, what can you do during that when you first come in from work so that you don't go straight to the pantry? And the client said, well, I could go clean toilets. And she's like, no,
Yeah.
nobody's going to want to clean toilets before they start eating.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I was coaching this call a few months ago, and it was a lady who takes care of special needs foster kids all day long. I mean, that is her job. And when they go to bed at night, she
I
eats.
remember the call,
Do
actually.
you remember this call?
Yes.
Do you remember what her assignment was? Because this
Was
might be
it
the
go
thing
take a
for
bath
you.
or something? Was it
She's supposed
like,
to take a shower.
yeah.
Not a I have to clean myself shower, just a
Yeah.
shower that puts you in the moment with the water, pelting your skin, the
Yeah.
warmth, just
Right.
10 minutes of a shower. Just
Yeah.
feel the water, feel the isolation, feel the warmth.
Yeah.
She ended up posting in the Facebook group the next day. Not only did she not eat, she turned it into a spa experience. She
Good for
lotioned. She, I don't know. I mean,
her.
I did a face mask. I don't know what it was, but she said
Yeah.
that's what she needed. She needed to self-care and self-soothe. And the shower was the way she was able to do that. And she didn't need to eat afterwards because she gave herself that gift.
That's so profound.
It really is, because that's
Yeah.
ultimately what you're doing with the eating is you're self-soothing. You're giving yourself the gift of a
Yeah,
break or some
right.
time to yourself or something like that. When, there are other ways to do that. They're just not in our habit center yet. Okay, eating is going to be your go-to because it's what your brain knows to offer you.
I think that's like the blockage or whatever that I'm having is that I've been in no BS since January 2020, and so I know, like, I'm not a know-it-all. I have so many things to learn, but I've tried a lot of things, and it's almost like I'm saying I've tried it, it's not worked, or there is an aspect of that, but then it's almost like I to do something, just it's like I can't seem to push through. I like that idea of hopping in the shower.
Well, what?
Just that's, yeah.
So, all right, people in the chat, give her some ideas of things that she could do that aren't work. It's no cleaning toilets that she could do in that 10-minute pause that are easy and self-soothing. While they populate the chat, I'm going to tell you what one of my clients does. When she's headed for the pantry because she's agitated, she wants a snack. Here we go. Take a walk, deep breaths. She puts lotion next to her binge food. And so what she'll do first is she will lotion her hands. There's something about the tactile nature of your hands and lotioning your hands that is self-soothing. Okay, so
That's
before she
interesting.
eats, she puts lotion on her hands. And she'll just rub it in, rub on her hands. So we've got walk, read, listen to podcast, adult coloring book, go to the bathroom, walk in and close the door. Oh, look, my client's here. That's me. Paint by numbers, use the Calm app, put in your favorite song. Oh, that's a good idea. What do you think about instead of turning on the television, turning on some music?
Yeah, I'm. Yes, one of my special talents is music. And I've been really listening to more lately and realizing I just keep not adding that to my life, and it does add such a wonderful dimension.
Yes.
That's true, because I think if I think just listen to one song, it doesn't, oh, but I want to watch TV. But if I say, oh, just listen to one song, you're right. It doesn't have to, because I get into that so typical all or nothing, black and white kind of thinking.
Okay, so what is the one song that you know all the words to and you can't help but sing? A happy song, nothing sad.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I just listen to them.
Okay. So I have the one song. I have the one song for me. I don't
Okay.
know how appropriate it is, but it's and you're gonna laugh. So I'm ready. Do you remember Sammy Davis Jr. singing Candyman?
Oh yeah.
Make the sunshine.
Yeah.
That's my, I cannot stop myself from singing that song.
That's great.
So when I'm feeling a little low, the Candyman can. And I think, yeah, right? Right. You can't not sing it. So find that one song that you can, so I have shocking, I know, but I have a whole like Spotify playlist of Rat Pack. And when my
Oh, that's
husband wants to
great.
say it, I say, you know what, which song's got to be played first? Because it's the Candyman. So he mixes it with love and
Love
makes the
that.
world taste good. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So find that one song and try that first. Farrell Adams, Happy. That's a great song. That's another one that I can't not sing.
I love that. Yeah.
And put yourself together a little playlist. Instead of sitting down for
Yeah.
TV, shoot yourself a song or two and see if that doesn't help with the fun. Because then not only are you singing, you're probably dancing, whatever it is. And that may give you that 10 minutes to like kind of self-regulate, give yourself a little bit of gift
I
to
love
see if
that,
that
like
helps.
just dancing with it. That was a great suggestion. So would you say your analysis is in that time, I'm looking for fun. Okay.
You're
I
looking for
hadn't
some
thought
kind
of
of
that.
reward or fun or something, probably. You're looking for time for you because you have taken care of these kids all day and your husband's not home. You're looking
Or
for
it's like the
connection.
anticipation of like the day's never going to end. So like here's my opportunity. I actually have like a half hour or 15 minutes. So it's like it's very predictable.
So that's what I would try. I would try something like that that gives you, and before you lay your head down tonight, I want you to make a list of things that you're willing to try before eating. And it doesn't have to be like 50 things. It can be four or five. And then I want you to post that list next to wherever it is the food lives that you eat. Just to remind yourself when you get that urge, I deserve it. I need some fun. The kids aren't, bothering me right now. To at least give yourself an option to try something else first.
That's
Okay.
great. Okay.
How does that sound?
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Doable?
It's doable, and I think I just took a deep breath, so
Oh. That's how you know. That's how you know you're
I
settling your nervous system, right? You take
know.
you, when you that deep breath comes in. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. That's
All right, you'll have
awesome.
to let me know. You have to let me
Okay.
know how it works. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
Thank you
glad we
so
found
much, Kim.
music for you.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. Thank you.
You're
All
welcome.
right.
Now, everyone on this call, when they hear Sammy Davis Jr., which is never, because he's never on the radio, he's been dead like 20 years, you'll think of me.
Yes, exactly. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Kathy. It's
All right. Take
such a
care, Christy.
joy to talk to you. Okay, bye.
See ya. That was fun. Okay. I'm echoing a little bit here, so let me turn my volume down. Melinda, you're next. Somebody asked in the chat if I have a waiting list for private coaching. I do. But if you want to coach with me and you don't mind waiting, you should go ahead and sign up so that you are in the list, because I never know how long people are going to stay. Just have to ask for me in your onboarding. Hello.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Melinda?
Good, thank you. So, I have loved learning about the nervous system and everything that you shared with us. And I have a history of binging, so I've learned a lot from Jane. I've learned to like not have as much shame anymore. But I have a situation that I've really come to realize that I have almost zero tolerance for discomfort. And what was so interesting is the week leading up to camp, I really recognized it because really good things were happening with my job and things went really, really well. And I still chose to binge eat several times, just because I believe it was like the whole above home base, like, and it was just me like soothing my nervous system. So that was really interesting to finally realize at camp, like, I cannot tolerate discomfort. Like, I have to learn how to be okay with being uncomfortable. So, I have a situation that I would love for your help on how to think about it, how to know, it's normal to feel this way, but to comfort myself so that I don't binge over it. So I had a friend of 40 years who, was killed in May. And so it's been 4 months of waiting on a medical examiner's report, waiting on evidence to be resulted. I feel like I know who killed her, and they're just living their happy life of freedom. And a lot of the people we grew up with, just assume that she killed herself because nobody is really talking about exactly what happened. She was shot. And so people, since it wasn't some big, this woman was murdered in her home, everyone just assumes it was suicide. And we were very dear friends for 40 years. And to me, it's so disrespectful to her to let people think that. And so I'm so angry. I'm so angry. And, my husband reminds me, he's like, this is not a 2-hour Dateline episode, Melinda. It takes time. And I've even talked to the detective on the case, and he's like, we're just having to wait on the final ruling because it was called in as a suicide. But I actually saw a photo of the scene, and there's like no way it was suicide. So anyway, I need your help in like this not eating over it.
First, I want you to stop telling yourself that you have zero tolerance for discomfort. Okay? Because you do tolerate discomfort. Do you ever get hot?
Yes.
And do you eat because you're hot?
No.
Or do you like turn on the air or something?
Yeah.
Right? Hang on just a minute. Okay. We all tolerate discomfort to a certain extent. Okay. Some of the bigger things are harder to tolerate, for sure. But remember, our brains are seated in the motivational triad, which is make things easy, seek pleasure, avoid pain. So when we're dealing with that all the time, our brains are going to offer us ways to get out of discomfort quickly. And a lot of times, what we do is eat. Okay. So just know that you're normal, but you do tolerate some forms of discomfort. Okay. Give yourself that gift of saying, okay, I do tolerate a little bit of discomfort. All right. Now, when you get angry about your friend's death and investigation, is that when you eat?
It's one of the reasons.
One of the reasons?
I find all kinds of reasons.
Okay, why would you not want to be angry about that? Because that's what you're hiding from. When you get angry and you go eat, it's like telling yourself, I don't want to be angry about this. I don't want to think about this. Why wouldn't
Right.
you want to be angry about that?
I do have compassion for myself to know that, of course, I'm angry.
Well, A, your friend is gone. B, she might have been murdered. Of course you'd be angry,
Yeah.
right? So allow yourself that. Here's the thing. If you run from the anger by eating or shopping or drinking or whatever your distraction of choice is, you are not processing the anger.
Right.
You're not letting it flow through. Okay. And what that means is if you actually allow yourself to be angry,
You won't be angry for very long. It will kind of fade out after a little bit of time, as long as you're not amplifying it, as long as you're not feeding it, theoretically speaking. Okay. And then it'll come back. It'll like ebb and flow. It'll go up and you'll be mad and you'll be like, I'm just going to be mad for a few minutes. Right. And then you'll be, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better now. And then something else will come up and you'll get mad again. But then if you just let it be there, it will kind of, it will start to fade away. Okay. It's just the way it works. It's actually very physiological. You were talking about how much you like the nervous system work. Well, here you go. Okay. When you get a high emotion like that, your body is going to course with adrenaline and cortisol. But those things don't stay in your body for very long unless you perpetuate the feeling, by focusing on it, by resisting it, by doing, by fighting it, all that kind of stuff. But if you just let it be there, those hormones will burn off and then you'll come back to home base. Okay. Now, what can you do in the meantime while they're burning off that's not eating? That's the question. Can you
I
journal
always,
about it?
I can, yes.
Can you talk to somebody about it? Like, is there.
I feel like people are sick of hearing me talk because I only talk about it to, my close people. My poor accountability group has heard about it way too much.
Well, according to who?
Me.
Right? Do they care about you? Yeah. I have a friend right now who lives in Asheville. You might have heard me talk about this earlier in the call. And or maybe I didn't talk about it. Anyway, she lives in Asheville, so she's going through all the horrible everythings right now. And I honestly don't care if she wants to Marco Polo me 14 times a day and tell me how bad it is. Because if I can be that person for her, just put it right there. Get it out of your system, put it right there as many times as you need. How do you know your accountability partners aren't willing to be that person for you?
I mean, they are definitely willing. I just feel bad.
Yeah. Well, okay. So which do you feel worse about? Talking to them about how angry you are about your friend or binging?
Binging. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I just had a thought that I could actually Marco Polo them and then delete
You can Marco Polo
it.
yourself. Did you know that?
Yeah, I could do
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many options for you to get that anger out in a healthy way that doesn't, that doesn't lead you to shame and judgment and overeats and all that kind of stuff. Journaling is a big one. Have you ever heard me use the term ugly journaling? I made it up. It's not a no BS term. Don't ask Corinne about it. But I have gotten out my journal sometimes when I'm feeling pretty icky about something, and icky could be irritated, angry, annoyed, just downright whatever, and just written down every nasty thing that was in my head, everything. Okay, without censoring. And by the end of that, by 3 or 4 minutes, I'm like, yeah, well, it really wasn't that bad. And maybe I could do this. And it's like it kind of processes through for me if I just write down, he shouldn't have said that, and she shouldn't have done that, and that was rude, and da 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 da. Yeah, but they probably didn't mean it. Is where I end up. So I would do that. I'd get in your journal, an ugly journal, as much as you can on that Marco Polo. Send yourself as many Marco Polos as you need to in order to process that anger through as it comes on.
Yeah, I could actually Marco Polo like I was talking to her actually.
Yeah. Tell her how angry you are that she's gone and how angry you are at who you think did it and why, all the things. Yeah. 100%.
Thank
Look, I think
you.
we've hit something because you got teary on us.
Yeah, because I'm grieving is a funny thing. We all grieve in different ways. Don't let anyone tell you there's 12 steps or 6 steps or any of that baloney, because there's not. Your anger is part of your grief. And allowing it to be there is going to help you process it out and help you come to terms with her being gone. And you wouldn't be angry about her being gone if you didn't care about her. So not allowing the anger also kind of tamps down on the feelings that you have for her. And I know you want to honor her with with everything, or else you wouldn't be like trying to solve this in a 2-hour dateline. Right.
Yeah. And I think it just kind of hit me that that is like, it's okay to be angry.
Of course.
I was always, I'm always the good girl that like can be angry. So,
No, it
yeah.
is absolutely okay to be angry. It's absolutely, you don't have to justify anything you feel. You are allowed to feel any emotion. Because when you start saying, well, I shouldn't feel nervous or I shouldn't feel angry, then you're just resisting the emotion that's already there. And it doesn't, it doesn't work its way out if you don't let it be there. You don't feel better by telling yourself you shouldn't feel something. You ever had somebody say, you shouldn't be mad about that? And you're like, well, why not? I have every right to be mad about that, right? Well, that's what you're doing to yourself when you're not allowing yourself to process an emotion.
Yeah, because I said in the beginning that I have compassion for myself, that, yeah, I'm angry, but then when just a minute ago, it's like I realized I'm really not. And there has been some judgment there about it,
Well, I
so.
think the other thing that's happening is that you're judging the fact that you're still angry.
Yeah.
I would just, you could be angry for the rest of your life and you would have every right to feel whatever you want to feel. So don't censor your own emotions. Allow yourself to have them. We are human beings. We're going to have emotions. We're not, do you ever watch a Star Trek? We're not Commander Data. Okay.
Why
Well, think about what would life be like if you didn't have any
not?
emotions?
It'd
Be
be terrible. Yeah,
right.
boring.
He'd be Commander Data, and he wanted nothing more than to feel emotions. You remember Star Trek? See, I'm showing my age. I got Star Trek going. I got Sammy Davis Jr. going. Yikes!
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope that helps. I
Appreciate
hope
it. It
that
does.
helps.
I took my deep breath there too. So just like the
Good.
person before me. So thank
That's
you.
awesome. That's awesome. All right. You take care. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. I got a couple of questions here. So let's see what y'all are asking me. Somebody wants to know, do I toss out the ugly journaling? What do I do with it? I just leave it there. I don't have a lot of people in my house. I have my husband. And if he wants to read my journal, I don't really care. I don't think he does, but if he does, then he might read a lot about him. I don't know. I mean, you can toss it out if you want to. Oh, you're back. You can toss it out if you want to. You can just leave it there, whatever you feel comfortable with, but I don't toss mine. How can I get back to home base quicker when I escalate the emotions? Seem very intense, and then I do all the things to calm me, but it feels like it takes almost an hour to come back to regulated, and then I'm simply exhausted. Can you speak to this? Love your calming demeanor. Okay, I think you just have to, I don't know who, E4 team. I think you just have to try things. So I will tell you the 5 core pillars of safety. This is where I always start people when it comes to regulating. It's connection. We talked a lot about connection on this call. Having someone to talk to, whether it's connecting with yourself, connecting with a partner, an accountability group, having someone to share with that allows you to just speak your mind is going to be like crucial. Okay. We are big connection people. So connection to self through your journaling, other people, nature, connection to nature. I have a client who has a tree in her backyard. She hugs, and I'm not even kidding. I didn't even offer that to her. She just told me she did that, but it makes her feel better. Connection to a higher power. If you are a churchgoer, sometimes just saying, "I trust you, God," is all you need to do. So connection's number one. Number two, sunshine. We all need sunshine. Even if you live in you hug trees at camp. That's funny. Even if you live in Alaska and you have just a little bit of sunshine, make sure you're taking advantage of it. We need sunshine. Movement can be dancing, can be walking, can be 5 minutes, can be an hour. It doesn't matter. Our bodies are built to move. Okay. So connection, sunshine, movement, nutrition, giving ourselves food that makes us feel good in our bodies. Water that hydrates us. It just makes us feel better, right? And then sleep. Sleep is a big one. 7 to 9 hours is optimal. If you can't sleep that long, lay in bed. Enjoy the feeling of your bed and the comfort of your sheets. Okay, so that's where I would start, those five things. All right, I've got one more hand raised. Laura, I see you. So let's take care of you real quick before we go. See if she's coming. Yep, here she comes. Hi there. Oh, I can't hear you. It might be the headphones.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. What you got?
I'll try the California for 47, and we are heading back to California late October to spend the winter till and. Come
Laura, you're
around to positives.
can you hear me? Your signal is really weak. I can barely understand what you're saying. Is there is
Okay, I'll go to ask coaches then.
I am so sorry.
Go to ask coaches.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Go to ask coaches and I wish I
There's
could hear you
mountains
better.
here.
Huh?
There's mountains nearby.
Driving.
We're driving.
Yeah, that's part of it. The fact that you're driving. Can you?
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm so sorry. I just can't hear you. I can't understand you. Now she's frozen. Man, I hate that. So Laura, if you can still hear me, definitely go to ask coaches, write as much as you want. And if I'm not the one to catch it, I know that one of the other coaches will treat you well. Okay. You can also go to the Facebook group and tag me if you want to do that. And then, of course, this is a monthly call, so feel free to come back when you have a stable signal. Okay. All right. Does anybody have anything else? Anything else? If not, I will call it a night. I hope you all have an amazing evening, and thanks for being here with me, and I will see you soon.